Hey, Gohiros, if you love eating food and you have a social conscience, then today's episode is for you. I'm talking whole foods and how you can cook for a cause. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Alrighty, so if you listened to my recent episodes on fluoride in drinking water, you would have heard that our society's obsession with sugar and processed foods is playing havoc with our teeth. But it's not only that, eating a diet high in processed foods has been identified as the main factor causing so many modern health issues like obesity, diabetes, heart conditions, spectrum disorders, infertility, and so many more. Not to mention the environmental issues of eating processed and highly packaged foods. Eating a diet rich in whole foods is essential for our health and that of our environment. But what exactly are whole foods? Whole foods are basically just real foods. They're foods that have been processed or refined as little as possible, and they're free from additives or other artificial substances. Things like fresh fruit and vegetables, eggs, meat, they're the best examples of whole foods, but even dried foods like brown rice, chia seeds, and nuts fall under the label. If you're looking for more recipes and inspiration to create tasty, healthy meals from real ingredients, and if you're anything like me and you love cooking like I do, I imagine you're always on the hunt for new recipes. Anyway, so if that's you, I'd love to tell you about an amazing project that I'm really proud to be associated with. I've teamed up with over 40 Australian women in the wellness and eco sectors to raise money to help Rose Batty in the fight against domestic violence. So we're really trying to help by doing what we do best, and that's just by creating a gorgeous recipe book jam-packed with whole food recipes. Recipes and meals that we feed our own families. So I'm talking things like cranberry chia and pecan granola, choc banana nut butter smoothie, Asian style beef salad, chicken and asparagus cauliflower risotto, chickpea curry, that's mine by the way, roast pumpkin and herb hummus, raspberry cheesecake brownies, which are amazing, let me tell you, and choc fudge biscuits, and so many more. And all these recipes come from leading women in the wellness sector, including businesses and women like Cut Out the Crap, Happy Tummies, Quirky Cooking, Alternative Chef Kitchen, Energetic Mama, Mama Chino, Lisa Cordoff, The Whole Food Mama, The Raw Food Mum, The Nourished Psychologist, Naughty Naturopath Mum, Natural New Age Mum. Look, there's so many amazing women involved in this project, and I'm really proud to be one of them. So this recipe book is jam-packed with mouth-watering whole food recipes, and every recipe is accompanied by a high-res quality photograph so you can see exactly what the recipe is supposed to look like when cooked, which is really super handy, especially when you're trying to decide what to cook. I'm not a big fan of recipe books that don't have photos. I've personally been working my way through this book over the past few weeks, and our family are eating like royalty. But the good news is, because the recipes are submitted by women who juggle family and their own business, these recipes are practical. They don't take hours to make. They don't contain a long list of ingredients, and they're generally kid-friendly. So our plan is to sell more than 10,000 copies of this gorgeous ebook and donate all profits to the Luke Batty Foundation, which should be around $200,000. That's not to be sneezed at. So to get your copy of From Our Kitchen to Yours, head to www.aussiewellnesswomen.com.au, and just for the small price of $19.95, you'll have immediate access to your copy. And I'll pop the link below in the show notes. So just moving on to, I guess, the cause and the serious nature of this project, why the Luke Batty Foundation? So as mentioned, over 40 women in the wellness and eco space have collaborated on this project. As women, we're basically sick to death of the high incidence of domestic violence in Australia, and we wanted to do something to help. We're all mothers, and naturally the issue hits home for us, and some of us have actually come face to face with domestic violence ourselves. And personally, like many mothers in Australia, my heart skipped a beat the day Rose Batty tragically lost her only son in 2014 at the hands of his father. Since then, I've been amazed at her strength, her courage, her determination to lead the cause in this country against domestic violence. On a personal note, I've also seen domestic violence firsthand, and not to go into that, but I helped someone very close to me escape a violent relationship. So the issue is very close to my heart. And that person, even after 8 years, still has an AVO against her former partner. So all the Aussie wellness women in this project are mothers, and we wanted to do something to help Rosie in her cause and just let her know that she's not alone and we admire her greatly. If you're unaware of some of the statistics around domestic violence and just why it is a cause that we should be really trying to do something about, I'm just going to read some of them out to you. Okay, so according to the World Health Organization report, which is Global and Regional Estimates of Violence Against Women, intimate partner violence is the most common type of violence against women, affecting 30% of women worldwide. And Australia isn't immune to this. So violence against women is a very serious problem in Australia, where over 12 months on average, one woman is killed every week as a result of intimate partner violence. A woman is most likely to be killed by her partner, her male partner, in her home. Domestic and family violence is the principal cause of homelessness for women and their children. Intimate partner violence is the leading contributor to death, disability, and ill health in Australian women aged between the ages of 15 and 44. One in three women have experienced physical and/or sexual violence perpetrated by someone known to them. One in three. One in four children are exposed to domestic violence, which is a recognised form of child abuse. And outside the home, one in five women experience harassment within the workplace, and one in five women over 18 has been stalked during her lifetime. And I can actually say for those last two points, they've happened multiple times to me in my life. So I urge you to cook for a cause and buy your copy of From Our Kitchen to Yours recipe ebook for just $19.95, that's Aussie dollars, from the website aussiewellnesswomen.com.au, and that's AUSSIEWELLNESSWOMEN.com.au. And I just also wanted to acknowledge my gorgeous friend Sonia Donaldson from Natural New Age Mum. The From Our Kitchen to Yours cookbook was Sonia's idea, and she has worked tirelessly to bring it to life. I'm really honoured and blessed to call Sonia my friend. So if you're listening, Son, thank you. Thank you from me and from every woman or child in this beautiful country of ours that is living or has lived with domestic violence. One woman can make a difference. But by pulling together over 40 women, Sonia is helping to make a massive difference. So please support the project and grab your copy today. And go out there, eat more whole foods, and let's help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.